right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 5th day of September 2010. Off the air, well, Lucas and Dave from Canada and I were all having a brief conversation. Dave, I want you to make one quick comment before we let you go here, and you and I will be talking off the air. But you made a comment, and I want you to repeat it, about your opinion of diesel vehicles up in the frozen north, and just tell us what you think about them and why.
Well, honestly, sir, I don't want to criticize anybody in their mechanical diesels, but you couldn't give me a diesel. I have a V10 Ford gas engine. The fuel flows, I can retain the heat. There is right. way too much maintenance to try and keep a diesel going in 30, 40, 50 below zero weather. And all you have to do is ask any truckers that truck up north to Canada and you people down there, before John lets me go, let me warn you. If you plan on having a diesel vehicle for a getaway vehicle and we're faced with any flash freezes, look it, you must get winter-grade stove oil or winter-grade diesel, because there's summertime stuff that all you can buy down south will stop you within a mile on the highway and you'll be dead on the road.
It'll gel up because of the cold.
Exactly.
Whoa, mixed, baby. Okay.
Mixed transmission fluid with it. Quarts of transmission fluid to try and thin it out. But, John, I'll look forward to your call.
Okay.
Lucas.
Well, we'll talk. Yeah.
Hey,
Lucas,
good talking to you.
You are absolutely great, and your research is absolutely phenomenal. And I'll be looking forward to listening to you.
Okay.
Thank you, sir, for everything.
Appreciate that.
That
was very
now,
nice.
Lucas, tell us about the snow, the winter last winter, 09-10 winter in Austin, Texas.
Crazy here in Austin. There was three snowfalls, and in fact, March of 2009, we've got a massive hailstorm here. Destroyed our roof. We had to have that replaced. But the we had three snowfalls, which I've never seen before. And plus,
amazing.
Dallas
okay.
also got like 10 inches.
Lucas, hold on, everybody, stay tuned. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right there. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Lucas, you're still there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You said off the air, typically one snowfall every 5 years is typical for your
area?
Yeah,
between 1-5 years. I mean, one snowfall every 3-5 years. We don't get very much snow here at all, but to
amazing.
Have three
absolutely
in
amazing.
1 year and also have Dallas get the biggest snowfall I think they ever had. They got 9 or 10 inches. That's amazing for here, and the winter was very cold and cloudy. And that's another thing that I wanted to mention was this object putting off radiation is going to cause more clouds, so we might not even see it. The world might cloud up tremendously, and you might not even be able to see out past the clouds of something right above our heads.
Well, that certainly is a possibility. Before we get to our next caller here, let's get your website out again, Lucas.
It's www.rabbithole2.com. That's rabbithole with the number 2 after it, .com.
Outstanding. There's a link to my website, ladies and gentlemen, thelibertyman.com. We've got on hold here Cody from Arizona. Go ahead, Cody.
Hey, I got a couple questions for Lucas. I've spent a lot of time in an area called Talking Rock here in northern Arizona. It's just a canyon packed full of petroglyphs, and I've read most of Zechariah Sitchin's work. And my question is, have you made any comparison between, say, southwestern petroglyphs and some of the Sumerians? And then my second part is, are you aware of the HARP program, and do you feel that that's being used at this point?
Well, yeah, there's... comparison to Sitchin's work and the spiral petroglyphs, I really don't see much spiral stuff going on when it comes to the, you know, we may be talking about two different events. One may be a star, one may be a planet. You know, it's really unclear on what is out there, to be honest, whether it's a planet, a star, whether the sun has a cycle, whether it's a giant plasma cloud. Regardless of what it is, we know that it floods the Earth and it causes, you know, great catastrophe for mankind. I've tried to not concern myself too much with what it is, because we're never going to be able to find out unless you got super top secret clearance. Now, you know, the second part of your question was, could you repeat that, please?
Yeah, the HARP program, H-A-A-R-P, it's a weather modification. I know they've got a large area up near Gustavus, Alaska, and I was just curious if you feel that that could be in any way affecting our weather patterns, you know, by the use of weather wars, basically.
I'm not sure, to be honest. What I thought HARP was used for was to track the object, you know, because being the fact that it's so cold, only 10 to 40 degrees above, Kelvin's above absolute zero, that it can only be seen with infrared, and also they might be using HARP to try and image this object and track it as it goes through space. I haven't gotten too deep into the HARP research. You know, there's so many facets of this that, you know, it's nearly impossible just being a one-man guy like I am here to research every aspect of it. But I suspected, without doing too much research, that it was used to track the object.
Right. Yeah, Nick Begich has a couple of really interesting books along that lines. But, yeah, you're a great host today, and I thank both of you guys.
Okay, Cody, we appreciate the call. Lucas, let's talk a little about preparedness. I know you're very aware of this. You were at one point ready to make a move to Colorado, and you changed your plans. You want to share some things about preparedness in your opinion, what needs to be done?
Yeah. Instead of, you know, learn how to make the things that are going to keep yourself alive. Like, for instance, a water filter. You take a 2-liter bottle and you chop off the bottom. You fill it up with charcoal and sand and gravel, and you filter your water through that. You know, learn how to make these things, because after it all hits the fan, you're not going to be able to go onto a website and buy products. You're going to have to learn how to make these things yourself.
Good point.
You know, it's important to learn how to make water filters, learn how to, you know, the threes of survival. You got 3 minutes in a cold atmosphere to get shelter. You got 3 days to get water if you don't have water, and you got 3 weeks to get food if you don't have food. So those are the threes you need to remember in survival. And I don't think any of us know exactly what's going to happen. So, you know, a big part of there were a lot of factors that changed my mind with moving to Denver. One, I thought that losing everybody I knew would probably be a heck of a burden. Two, you know, going up there, you're just going to be surrounded by the people who are probably going to enslave you and make you their pawn anyway. And, you know, it's probably going to be 5 layers deep in barbed wire fence. You're not going to be able to get in or out. And,
right.
You know, I just figured play it by the wing prepare with what you have and learn skills that are going to, help you to get through this. And don't necessarily listen to these guys on these shows that, like, these TV shows that are out there, like Survival Man and all that. Some of their points are good, but others are total malarkey. Like, I saw the guy get in a car, and he shows you how to hotwire a car, and he drives off, but he doesn't show you that car had a locking steering mechanism, and you can't hotwire a car that has a locking steering mechanism. So they are misleading people in certain ways with that stuff, too.
Well, you mean it wasn't a 1970 Ford then?
Yeah, it was like a 89 Bronco or something.
Oh, okay, yeah, that definitely had a locking steering column on it. Yeah, a really strong guy the early ones were fairly easy to break if you're a strong guy. The modern ones, I'm not sure even a strong guy could break one without the strongest steering column.
Another thing they told you to do on that show was they told you to set up a radio and start transmitting instantly, and I thought that was a bad idea because one thing that people need to realize is that the people that are most prepared for this are not only the elites, but the gangs, the organized gangs, the gangsters out there. They are street smart, and they're going to be the ones out there ripping off everybody and taking everybody's food and belongings, and they're the ones we're going to need protection against, if not the Chinese trying to invade us.
Well, you need to be ready for both. These street gangs, there's some evidence that there is some collusion between some of these authorities and these gangs, some evidence of that they'll be used as a sort of a strike force, an expendable strike force to take out the rest of us.
Well, I think that, you know, there's even greed will destroy itself, because even if there's two people at the top, one of them's going to want to be on top of the other. So it doesn't matter. You know, I think that when this event, when the chips are down, everybody's going to be out for themselves pretty much. You know, it doesn't matter who they are. They're going to be stabbing their, you know, China's going to stab us in the back and we're going to stab them in the back. And, it, you know, there could be.
Well, I think that's certainly a possibility. You know, something I've said publicly a number of times is the New World Order, the powers that be, think that China's going to play their designated role and be good little boys and girls, but they may decide not to be the play their role and take the whole enchilada.
Yeah, greed will destroy itself, because unless there's one person ruling everything, there's going to be somebody else that wants to take it away from them.
Absolutely.
So.
We got another call here. Todd from Arkansas. Go ahead, Todd.
How you doing, John?
Real good.
Sitting down here at about 2,200 feet south of you a little ways. I had two questions for you. The first one, you know, deals with disinformation. You know, I've heard all along for a lot of years about Planet X and the constellation Orion. And then at the same time, well, it's coming in from the south. And the two don't make any sense together.
Right, right.
You know what I'm talking about there.
I do, yeah.
You know, I've tried to explain it many times to people where Orion is basically a constellation that would be straight over your head on the equator, which is 90 degrees away from south,
right.
So it cannot possibly be
right
in that area. So you would agree with that?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, because Google Sky has a little chunk of sky blacked out, and I think that's just disinformation.
Yeah, that very well could be. And also, think about this, too. What if the object is north of us, but yet its gravitational pull pulls comets and asteroids from the south up towards us? I mean, there's a very real possibility that it could be, you know, that it could be dragging debris millions and millions of miles away from the object itself, where the object may go above us and the debris may come from the south. I mean, there's so many different variables here.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of thinking, too, just looking at what Jupiter can do to objects out there.
And no, not to interrupt you, but anybody that notice how bright Venus and Jupiter are. I mean,
I've noticed that. Venus has been out here. It's going down now, but it was super bright, and Jupiter is super bright early in the morning.
Yes. I've never seen both Venus and Jupiter so bright. And NASA just released a report like a week ago talking about the UV rays of the sun are diminishing. So there's something up with that that's causing the planets to be much more brighter than usual.
I would have to say it's more of X-rays or microwaves that we can't see that are doing a lot of that kind of stuff. And you know, the interaction between the two. The second question is, when do you guys think all this is going to transpire?
It's already started.
Yeah, it is. We're already into the cycle here, Todd.
Well, I mean the rock and roll.
Well, I think you'll know by the first. I personally think there's going to be two events. One that's going to wipe out a good portion of the coastlines. You know, it's going to be an oceanic event that basically knocks out about a third of the population. That's what they call goodness, I lost my train of thought there. But then there's going to be the major event afterwards.
Yeah.
I just think by reading things and by the prophets and all that there's going to be a two-prong event.
Hold on. Hold that thought, Lucas. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break.
With John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the fifth day of September. Our special guest today is Lucas. His website is Rabbit Hole, the numeral 2. It's Worldwide Web, Rabbit Hole, the numeral 2.com. If you do not have a copy of his DVD titled The Rabbit Hole, actually, that's what it says on the DVD itself. What's the title there? It's The Destroyer Star.
Yeah, there you go. The Destroyer Star and the Future of Mankind.
And the Future of Mankind. If you don't have this 2D DVD set, ladies and gentlemen, you need it. And before the break, our caller dropped off, but this question comes up frequently about the timing, doesn't it, Lucas?
Oh, yeah. That's why when I started out the presentation, I told everybody right off the bat, I don't know when. I don't think anybody knows when, even the most educated people. But I do believe that there's going to be what people call the rapture, then the tribulation, and then the Armageddon afterwards, the big event at the end.
Well, yeah. Professor McCanny said in one of his books the following regarding this timing thing. What are you going to do when I give you a date? Get by another case of tuna fish?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Seriously, it's a lifestyle. If it's not a lifestyle for you, let's put it this way. If preparedness is a lifestyle for you, you're not going to need a date or be even concerned about a date, are you?
Not at all, because you'll be prepared at all times.
Absolutely. And we got these callers are stacking up like planes at LaGuardia, and we got Bob from Denver. Go ahead, Bob.
How much string should one stock up on when I prepare for the end of the world? Should I get like boatloads of string? How much string does one need?
Hey, this is a crank caller, John. His name is Troy Sexton from West Virginia. He's a harasser.
How much string should I get?
He's a rabble rouser.
Okay, well, thank you for your call, Bob. We appreciate it.
I was expecting him to call sometime.
Well, we need a little comic relief here. We need a little. I was going to say get a really big ball of string, a couple hundred feet of parachute cord, actually. And we got Rodney from Illinois. Go ahead, Rodney.
Hi, John and Lucas.
Hey.
Hey, my question has to do with observing evidence that any person's conclusions might be considered subjective. And as a example, a friend of mine in Arkansas says that he has noticed that the deer have shed their velvet noticeably earlier in the season, and he talked to a biologist and suggested that they're preparing for an early rut. Hence an early or hard winter. And another thing is weather changes, and, you know, John knows this. I'm in the Midwest. Weather changes. And I think the record of temperature extremes in a 24-hour period is around 100 degrees Fahrenheit extreme changes. Now, not to discount it totally, the gentleman from Canada, but back to my question, much of this is subjective, and, you know, the willing listener, you know, may take it as empirical evidence when in fact it may just be subjective. How do you wade through and, you know, err on the side of caution or vice versa when it comes to evidence?
Go ahead, Lucas. You go ahead and give your answer, and I'll jump in after you're done.
That's a tough one because there's so much malarkey out there to sift through, and you don't know. You know, for instance, with the whole ClimateGate thing, right, the temperatures were jogged. So how can you base anything upon any kind of fact? That's why I so much believe in what those ancients drew with those petroglyphs, because they didn't have any reason to propagandize us 3,500 years in the future. You know, they in today's world, it's hard to believe anybody. I mean, literally, everything you hear just goes in so many contradictory positions. That's why I think that those ancients drawing those spirals all across the world were trying to tell us something very important.
They were. Now, here's my response to your question here, Rodney. First of all, I'm a radio talk show host. Do not make life-changing decisions based on only what a radio talk show host or a video producer tells you. You need to do your own independent research, come to your own conclusions based on your independent research that fit you and who you are and where you are. And then go ahead and make your plans accordingly. What we're doing is helping people find the resources. Lucas's DVD, The Destroyer Star, my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, he presents evidence in his DVD that you can verify and double-check yourself. I present evidence in my DVD that you can verify and check for yourself. And if somebody does not present verifiable evidence that you can independently check out at the library or in books or however you check it out, then that person is giving advice that's really on thin ice. So what's being said has to be backed up by hard evidence that really does exist.
Well, what I did was I asked a local farmer who, sees deer routinely, out in the fields, and I said, what have you noticed about deer antlers? And well, the guy said, well, I just saw a deer, and he was still in full velvet. And of course, we're in Illinois, and this friend was in Arkansas.
Okay, real good, Rodney. Well, we do thank you for your call. We got to move on here, and we'll be back after the break. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 5th day of September, the first Sunday in September, and it is Labor Day weekend. Got some advertisements here. These are very special people that help keep me on the air, and I hope you can find something that will help you. Freeze-Dry Guys September special is 2 gluten-free survival kits, a 72-hour gluten-free survival kit. $187, shipping included. The 36-hour gluten-free survival kit, $67.50, shipping included. I went through the details of these in the first hour. If you have a gluten-free diet, which I do, I lost 25 pounds. I wasn't even intending to lose weight when I went to a gluten-free diet 5 years ago. It was certainly an amazing event. Freeze Dry Guys toll-free number is 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. Website is worldwideweb.freezedryguy.com. If you or anybody you know has an interest in firearms, and I know the demographics of you folks out there have been on Republic now for 5 years, and most everybody listening either has an interest or knows somebody who has an interest in firearms, you need to write down this toll-free number so you can get the free 2-hour sampler DVD. It's very professionally produced, and you'll learn some things there. I learned some things. I never saw a human being shoot a single-action Army Colt like this guy does in this DVD. It's amazing. And then, kind of coincidentally, Sylvester Stallone does exactly the same thing in his latest film, The Expendables. Here's the toll-free number, 800-474-2514. I say again, 800-474-2514. Or you can go to my website, thelibertyman.com, and click on the banner and fill out the form, and it'll come to your mailbox. 90-page catalog and the free 2-hour DVD. Last but not least, if you want electricity at your home, at your farm, at your ranch that you own and you control, contact Rick Salata about the Edison batteries. He's up in Mountain Time. Call him Tuesday morning about 9 o'clock Mountain Time at 406-834-3611. This is the real deal. Batteries that will last for decades as opposed to 8 to 12 years, which is what lead-acid batteries do. They're not lead-acid. They're nickel, iron, alkaline. And last but not least, my website, of course, is thelibertyman.com, and you can get my best-selling DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, right there. Lucas, we're having quite a time here. The calls are all stacked up. Are you ready to roll again?
Sure.
All right. We got Ralph in Montana. Go ahead, Ralph.
Paranoid lunatics, we laugh at you. Bunch of paranoid lunatics.
Is that it, Ralph?
End of the world. The planet X is going to crash into us and kill us all.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Ralph. We appreciate it.
See, that's once again, that gentleman there, his name is Troy. He's from West Virginia. He's a stalker of many people over the internet. He was arrested for child abuse, just so everybody knows. He's a crazy guy, so keep clear of that guy.
Well, we'll make a note of that. And, Mike, I know you're listening, so just make a note of that in your caller ID. Steve from Texas. Go ahead, Steve.
Hello, John. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, I was going to ask that you were at the beginning of last week's show. I caught it just at the end, but you were talking about a paper you were looking at and something about a date of October 2011. What was something going on there?
That date's being put up by one of my research associates as a date when we'll have major things happening in terms of Earth changes.
I'll give you an interesting date. The Georgia Guidestones were built on March 22nd, 1980. That's 3/22/80. Exactly 33 years from that day is 3/22/2013.
Okay.
So that's some interesting symbology there. Numbers.
Okay. And what's the significance of the 30 years?
33.
Oh, 33.
Yeah, it's exactly 33 years after March 22nd, 1980. So,
okay,
one possible date. But you know, I'd try not to throw out any dates because I don't know. I have no idea when any.
The only date that I've had is already passed. That was the date the government gave themselves to have their major preparations complete. That was December 31st, 2009, and of course they continue just because that date has come and gone. In fact, this past fall of 2009, the National Security Agency announced that they were moving their computer data center from Fort Meade, Maryland, just a few miles from the Atlantic Ocean, to 20 miles south of Salt Lake City.
Yep, they're all relocating to the hills.
Yep, they're going to the high ground.
That's the easy part to prove. You know, it's really easy because, I mean, it's all over the news everywhere. All you got to do is look for it.
Absolutely. And we got callers really stacked up here. Is Steve still there or is he gone?
You know, I'm here, John. Hey, I wanted to ask about the movie 2012. And like you said, the last movie you're talking about, whether it froze. But the 2012, disinformation is in that, and what do you think? What parts of that do you think?
Well, the main disinformation there, Steve, is the date. I think it's too far in the future. If you look at the mainstream attention in mainstream magazines, mainstream newspapers, mainstream motion pictures, the Mayan calendar in 2012 has been getting an enormous amount of mainstream attention. That right there should tell you something, that they want to confuse us and, in my opinion, place the date too far into the future. They know, the powers that be know, that if it's more than a year in the future, people won't do anything except continue going to work and paying their mortgages, and that's what they want.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay.
Get your bug out rifle ready and go and deal with it. Because there's plenty of good, clean meat there.
Okay, we appreciate the call, Steve. And next we got Larry from Arkansas. Go ahead, Larry.
Hello, I'd like to get Lucas's address. We're pretty much off the grid here. We don't have net or anything, so I want his discs.
Okay, let me give it here. I got it right in front of me here, Larry. It's Post Office Box. There's six digits here. I doubt there's 100,000 P.O. boxes in Austin, Texas. But six digits, 150996. That's Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N, Texas, zip code 78715.
That's 150 96 7815.
You missed out. Missed a digit. Let me give that P.O. box again. 150996.
96.
Yeah, if you need, you can. It's on the bottom of the Rabbit Hole website, rabbithole2.com.
We don't have the net.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, 150996.
Okay. And the zip code again?
78715.
78715.
Yes, sir.
Roger that.
Okay.
And you'll address that to the Ultimate Conspiracy. That's the name of the company.
Actually, if anything that goes at P.O. box, but no matter if it could say Donald Duck, it'll get in there, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't know.
Right?
I guess probably.
Okay, we appreciate the call, Larry.
Thank you,
sir. And Helen from my home state of Missouri. Go ahead, Helen.
We're all going to die before 2012. The aliens are going to kill us.
Well, we are, and we thank you for your call, Helen.
Yeah, that was true once again. He's been my stalker for over 2 years now.
Well, it is funny. And Rich from Texas. Go ahead, Rich.
Okay, guys. I saw your website, or I saw the show was going to be on when I was looking at godlikeproductions.com. That's my favorite conspiracy and website that you can't say Tavistock on. You get banned, so obviously it's COINTELPRO. Anyway, what I want to say is, if you want to know more about what happened 12,500 years ago, you should Google Carolina Bays. It was an astronomical event. Tens of thousands of meteors struck the Earth. It was elliptical depressions all up and down the eastern seaboard into the Midwest, except where the glacier was. And at that time, the glacier was basically really an inland sea and just had the walls hauling it up. So it seems like this event broke the dam, went down the St. Lawrence Seaway, made the oceans rise, 200 feet, and it explains a lot of things that happened, like the extinction event of megafauna in North America, the disappearance of the Clovis Point people, who had the same technology as the people in France, many things like that, even the A word, Atlantis, because there was one Danish geologist that postulated if you removed all that weight off the North American continent, it would rebound rather rapidly, and since Atlantis is supposedly a low plane, well, that could be the reason that it sunk. And that's what he postulates. Anyway, that's all I had to say.
Well, we appreciate the call. Thank you.
Speaking of Atlantis, if you go to Google Earth and you look off the coast of Florida, go east underneath the water, you'll see two structures that look like giant pyramids underneath the water, and also a freshwater lake. It used to be a freshwater lake, and right underneath that, Google Earth has like a 400 square mile area blurred out where you can't see the ocean floor.
Really?
Yeah, so it's right there by the Bermuda Triangle. See, I think they concocted a lot of the Bermuda Triangle stuff to keep people from flying over that area.
Well, that's a possibility. If it's that near the surface where satellite imaging can see it, you know, of course they would.
Yeah, just go underneath the ocean right there with Google Earth, and you'll see two structures that, I mean, they look like pyramids plain as day.
Well, a big part of what the powers that be are doing is concealing from us our true history as human beings living on this planet. Wouldn't you agree, Lucas?
Oh, yes, most definitely, because if you start to look at the true history, then you start to ask, well, how comes we were able to go and look at Jupiter and the other planets thousands of years ago, but we can't do that today? What happened? How did we lose the basic knowledge that the sun went around, that the Earth went around the sun, and how did we once know that the Earth was round and then all of a sudden start thinking it was flat and then go back to round again? How did we lose that?
Everything you're saying was true for most of us barefoot peasants. However, the truth was in the Vatican vaults the entire time, wasn't it?
Yeah. They know for ages that, you know, a lot of this stuff. I mean, it's absolutely crazy once you know that they discovered America a long time before Christopher Columbus did, and they keep all that information down because it causes people to ask questions.
Well, and they don't want us to know who we really are. Once you understand who we are and how long human beings have been unchanged on this planet, the theory, and it is just a theory, of Darwinian evolution goes absolutely out the window immediately.
There is definitely a lot of disinformation hitting us from all angles.
Absolutely.
And it's really hard to siphon out what's truth and what's not. All you can do is really just lay out the facts and make your own decision from there.
Agreed. And we got a regular caller here. Sheldon, how you doing?
Hey, John. Hey, Lucas.
Hey, Sheldon.
Yeah, I wanted to remind folks that if they want to catch any of Lucas or John Moore's past shows or interviews, I'm archiving them on my website, and they can go to thelightofdayradioshow.com.
And those are free archives, aren't they, Sheldon?
Absolutely free, very high quality, ad-free, most of it.
All right.
And cool. I also want to interject by stating that we may want to watch June or July of next year as something happening, because as many Planet X researchers do tend to believe that it's out between the main asteroid belt and Jupiter, and Jupiter's closest approach to the sun will be in June or July of next year, so maybe that's when these really catastrophic solar storms will start happening.
Well, that's a possibility. I we need to be alert all the time, but an enhanced state of alert next June and July would not be a bad thing.
Yeah, I just hope, if it does happen in the dead of winter, it would be the worst possible time, because then it's a lot of people are going to suffer in the cold.
Absolutely.
Have a
okay,
good one.
Sheldon.
Yep.
Well, Sheldon, we appreciate it. Was that it for right now?
Yeah, have a good one, guys.
Okay,
hey, thanks,
thank
Sheldon.
You. All right. Lucas, we're getting near the top of the hour here. I called you, I sent you an email earlier this morning, and you responded quickly and with almost no notice on a holiday weekend. And I want to thank you for taking the time away from what should be a casual barbecue for you, perhaps.
That comes tomorrow.
Yeah, coming on the air with us, we really do appreciate it. I know my listeners really appreciate it. Lucas, where do we go from here?
Well, I would just say that everybody needs to get right with their family and their friends, and stop bickering about the meaningless things, worry about the important things like having friends and being prepared for this, because that's what's going to get people through. That's why, the family and the friend thing is the most important for, sticking by each other's side during times when it's tough. And there's going to be a lot of people out there wanting your stuff, your food, your belongings, your women. They're going to be wanting what you have, and you're going
right.
to protect
That's
it.
That's right.
And,
absolutely. We got another call here, Lucas. Guy from Arkansas. Go ahead, Guy.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. I got a comment and a question, and I'll get off and I'll listen to your replies off air. My comment is about the flat Earth thing when they put it out back in the 1400s or whatever it was. My intuition tells me that they propagated that that fear factor because of the spice trades and to limit competition, and that's my comment on that theme. Now, my question to you, John, and other researchers on the Planet X thing is what do you think about Nancy Leader's website, Zeta Talk? And I'll take your comments off air. Thank you.
Well, I don't know enough about her to, be honest, I don't know enough about her to make any comments on, alien people here on this planet, but, everybody's got their opinion, I guess.
Well, they do, and Nancy has the show before mine on Micro Effect every Friday morning. And I listen to much of what she puts out, and I agree with an awful lot of what she says on one hand. On the other, before I even go that direction, I do have private communication with people that tell me that there have been alien craft crash and recovered, and we have got that technology. And we do have a break coming up. So, Lucas, hold on. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back. John, we're back. We're down to the last few minutes. Guy, you're still there. Let's get your last comment. Guy's gone. Okay, Lucas, it's just you and me.
All righty.
Your website, one more time.
RabbitHole2.com. That's RabbitHole with the number 2 after it, .com.
Okay, and the title of this DVD is The Destroyer Star and the Future of Mankind. Very professionally done. I recommend everybody get their own copy, this two DVD set. It's $32 with the shipping included, and you need to get this. I find it very similar to mine in terms of waking up people who need to be woke up. Would you agree that your DVD helps wake people up, Lucas?
Oh, yes, most definitely. In fact, I've had a few people that didn't even believe 9/11 was a conspiracy see that and tumble right down to the bottom of the rabbit hole.
Outstanding.
So, I've seen some people, that had no inkling with conspiracy once they saw the pieces put together like that. They were much more inclined to listen.
And that's probably even people who drink fluoride.
Well, also, it's much easier for the human mind to believe that the governments are doing this to try and save humanity than they are to try and kill us all off, like a lot of people think.
I know.
You know, some people tend to think that they want to kill everybody off, and that's not the fact. They are trying to make sure that humanity goes on, and the ends justify the means. They're going to do whatever it takes to make sure that happens.
Yeah, well, they are making sure that the part of humanity with them and their shelters goes on. That's true.
Yes.
And the rest of us barefoot peasants like you and me are basically on our own with our cast iron cookware and machetes.
Well, I think they're going to leave the adults behind. I have a feeling my scenario is going to be they're going to do a lottery for the children. That's what the whole Social Security number system is. That's why all the DNA indexing.
It'll be a lottery based on eugenics, is what it'll be.
I have a feeling it'll be based on eugenics, and it'll be based on age, and that's why they're securing all the airports. Why would terrorists attack airports? They're the most secure things in America. There's 100 different ways they could attack us, but yet they're attacking airports and airplanes. No, they just want to secure these airplanes so that when the event happens, they have the airports all ready to go to fly the children to their little bunkers.
Well, if your child is tall, athletic, with 180 IQ and blonde hair and blue eyes, they're going to get a seat, aren't they?
That's what it sounds like. I think that they probably broken it down into the four basic, brown, black, white, and yellow, the basic genetics of it all. That's why they've always, searched for the origins of mankind and things like that, so they can, they're preparing for this event. And they show you in the movies, like in Deep Impact, they're going to do a lottery for the kids. The adults are going to be left behind.
That's a good point.
If you look at the themes, a lot of people are too busy watching the plot of a movie to look at the moral of the story. And the moral of all these stories are give your life for the children, whether it's Armageddon, whether it's Deep Impact, all these movies, they're telling you give your life so the children can go on.
Well, men and women will do that. They'll do whatever it takes to preserve the life of their children. That's human nature.
Most definitely.
It is. I don't want the music to cut you off here, Lucas. Sorry, I really do appreciate your time and your dedication and the work you do. And people, everybody listening to me, click on this website, rabbithole2.com, World Wide Web, rabbithole2.com, and get this two DVD sets. Lucas, thank you, sir. I'll be in touch.
All right, thanks, sir. Take care.
Okay. And we're going to be having the music here shortly. Ladies and gentlemen, it was a fast 2 hours. A very fast 2 hours. You all be safe. Have a wonderful, safe holiday. Buy lots of ammunition. And God bless America.